Hey everybody, this is Common Sense Mama, aka Lauren. First off, let me apologize for going MIA on my podcast. I completely bailed for probably about 2 months because I just was too busy and I just had a lot going on. So I'm ready to get back into it slowly but surely. So the time that I started my podcast, my husband was out of town for work. So we were planning on having him come on to the show and just share his experience for being away from family, and we'll talk about our money differences. Well, probably he stayed back home for about 3 weeks, and then he got basically shipped back out to another city, or no, not another state, Boston. So then he was gone for another 3 weeks. So then that put us off, and you know, I'm just happy that he's back, because me by myself with 2 kids and transporting them from school to daycare, it was just too much on top of me working. So I'm happy that he's back home. He's also planning to travel again for work. So I don't know when, but I'm definitely want to get him on here. So we have moved. We are no longer staying in our own place. We decided that we want to save for a house because our rent was going up and we were just over the location that we were living at. And and then while my husband was gone, I had a creepy, stalky neighbor that was kind of harassing me a bit, and it was just a little frustrating to have with 2 kids. And so that inspired me, one, to take self-defense classes, and then two, just, focus on sacrificing. So right now we are with my parents, and at first I was a lot resistant toward that idea, because I'm we have been on our own for almost 5 years, and I don't want to go backwards by, living up with our parents, mooching or whatever, because we always talk about our siblings for doing so. But look at us now. So you never know where life will take you. So we have decided to save our money so we can pay our debt off and just, live for free for a little bit. So we will be helping, my parents with a few utility bills and around the house, but their focus is really just us saving so we can move and get our house. But it seems like everyone's enjoying us and we're enjoying the space, and that's that. We also had a few losses that also put me out for a few months. It's been back to back. So we had a significant loss almost a month ago. My husband's grandfather passed away, which was very difficult because he was so hands-on with our family. We seen him every other day. That's one thing that I do love and appreciate about his family. They are very active with me and my kids and my husband, and everyone helps us. So we have a really strong village, and this was the first loss for them and their family. So it was difficult just to really see, someone you love, go from doing well to no longer being there. So that is where, everyone is trying to heal from, because he was so tough and so strong and, such a good person. So he definitely is going to be missed, but I took away that love that he had for his family, the love that he had for his children, his grandchildren. It was just a love that was just admirable for me, as a grandparent, that something that I would want to, become one day. So, definitely miss him. And another thing, he was definitely a powerhouse in the community. He fed the homeless every week. He was always busy and always serving and helping others. So that inspired me, because at his funeral, it was just standing up, basically. That's how the guests were doing, because there were no seats available. And I just felt like that was such an awesome experience for me to see so many people that he influenced and he inspired. So he definitely will be missed. So moving forward, back to the podcast, back to, you know, talking about whatever I feel like talking about. But I just wanted to give you guys an update on where I am. I have been able to pay off a little bit of debt. So I paid off, I don't even have the exact numbers, but I paid off, you know, some debt. And I probably want to say I'm like $2,000, maybe more, lighter than when we first started the podcast. So that is exciting. So with us not having to pay rent, that's going to make the, you know, debt payoff better. So this month we're focused on getting settled in our new space with my parents and just making sure that we're comfortable. We're basically going to be uncomfortably comfortable in where we are. So that's what we're going to be doing. And I want to just tell everyone, you know, keep going. Like, even when you have a down moment or something is just always happening, something is always going wrong, and it can be discouraging. It makes you want to not even do anything, like, with yourself or your life. So it's like, I just want to encourage everyone to keep going. But it is okay to feel like pain and go through that, because we all go through shit. And if we don't acknowledge it and if we don't deal with it, then it's like we're lying to ourselves. And I was going through a phase recently where it was like I was always trying to be positive. Oh my gosh, like, thank you, like, I'm so blessed, which I am blessed. But some days I feel like shit. I feel like, you know, I'm tired. I feel like I don't have enough opportunities handed to me. I work for it, don't get me wrong, but I just feel like my life is just not flourishing how I feel that it should be. But it's okay to accept those feelings. I don't want to, you know, portray this fake positive Instagram life, because no, like, things happen, like, from here to there. So I definitely want to tell people to be real with yourself, and it's okay to embrace those negative feelings and turn it into a positive, but to just ignore the negative bullshit that happens in your life and just, oh no, it takes a while to heal. It takes a while to process what just happened to you to get you to this point. Like, it takes a minute. So I definitely want to encourage people to just be real with themselves and just focus on, you know, whatever their goals are, to just become better men and women of today's world. So yeah, the election is coming up. I want to encourage everyone to vote, because we see what's in office. You know, honestly, I don't have a political view. I just know that we need to vote, because we have a character in office, and nothing is going to, you know, be resolved until the people get out there and vote. So I'm going to be voting this time around, because it's like, it just doesn't hurt. So I would encourage everyone to vote. I do not want any spam messages about any political things. I don't really talk about it like that, but just vote, period. So yeah, I still plan on getting my husband on here, because we just have so much fun together and laugh about almost everything. But I want him to, like, share his money, you know, differences with me, and I want to share mine with him. But I already know what they are, but it's just, I want everyone to see, like, what real couples go through. He's a money hoarder. I like to just pay my bills, and just, I try to, if it was up to me, we would only have $1,000 saved, and my car would be paid off, and we could focus on the next thing. But for him, he rather save as much money as he can, because he knows that we're trying to get a house. So he's trying to, so we're trying to find the balance in that. But I wanted to give you guys an update with me and what's going on. I will be, you know, posting more shows soon. I'm gonna, you know, come up with some content and topics for us to talk about. But thank you guys for messaging me, sending me those sweet DMs, those prayers. They are well appreciated. I shared it with my family, and they are all just so humbled and thankful for whoever has been hitting us up, you know, on our recent loss. And yeah, so just stay tuned, and thanks for rocking with me.